dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And welcome one and all for another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. With CBD widely popular in many consumer products due to the passing of the Farm Bill in 2018, feels like it was forever, that legalized industrial hemp, the industry still faces legal challenges and gray areas. And as we know, the FDA is continuously thoroughly reviewing the CBD in an effort to release regulations and guidelines soon once there is better understanding. That's almost like a, it feels like a, almost like an oxymoron. I'm sorry, because I feel like the FDA, they are shuffling their feet on this. They've asked for a lot of response from the public. Understood. But at this point, you know, we're going into a second year of waiting. As the bill's been passed, we've had hearings. Remember, the pandemic has a little bit of a reason for that. I can validate that for sure. I'll accept that as a reason. But again, we're waiting for this. And here to talk to us about it is the Chief Operating Officer for Canna Pharma, Frank Barone. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invite. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Let's get into Canna Pharma itself. It's a burgeoning company, as being reported, effectively rearranged the vector of pop culture in only a few months. The executives at the New York-based firm is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange, CNFA, for those of you stock players out there. You swing traders, you decide to court one of the entertainment industry's biggest power brokers. Now, recently, you successfully recruited Gibson Cagney, an award-winning music producer and the strategist behind some of the most successful consumer brands of the last decade. Canna Pharma effectively acquired an all-access pass to modern popular culture. And through Mr. Cagney's collections, or Kanye, I would imagine is the pronunciation, connections and proactive involvement as a shareholder, the company's been able to secure marquee product development partnerships, such as a deal with social media superstar Food Good, which was unveiled recently. So talk about this announcement and the importance of this this relationship here.
Well, Food God, actually, gentlemen, has certainly created, you know, quite a an impression, certainly from a social media perspective over the last few years, creating a tremendous amount of followers and a ton of exposure for himself with the demographic that we're specifically servicing right now. we thought it was just a tremendous partnership as his notoriety continues to grow. We thought it would be a great addition to our mix, and we're thrilled to start to develop some products under his name, you know, complicit with our name. He's just an outstanding individual, tremendous character, sort of larger than life character, and really cares about the quality and the substance, the science behind the products that we're going to be developing together. So we're thrilled to have him on board.
So going through back in, just for everybody know, you might remember the word convict music back in the mid-2000s, and the rapper Akon that had a number of number one singles and highly selling albums. He is the producer behind that particular artist and others, to name just the name initially best known for. Now, within the hemp and hemp oil industry, which is projected to break resistance and reach a multi-billion-dollar capitalization in the coming years, countless players have attempted to consolidate their position as market makers and industry leaders, but most of them have failed miserably. However, a handful of resourceful and quality-obsessed enterprises have captured tremendous success, along with an uncontestable top line of leadership in the midst of previously unimaginable worldwide volatility. Now, why do I say all that? It's because the Singapore edition of the International Business Times made the point that Canna Pharma Hemp Products has cemented commanding position within the global market for that very reason. So when you look at that, the market potential and how Canna Pharma looks to play a role in the hemp and hemp oil industry, talk to me about where you see things right now in terms of a position and direction, future growth.
Sure. Great question, by the way, and certainly a mouthful there.
Oh, yeah. you know, I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no one that can deny the demand for hemp-based products is just growing at an unbelievable level. And what we try and do at Canapharma is not, you know, swim upstream. We're not trying to fight against that. What we would like to do is take this tremendous demand, this pipeline of demand, and just turn it in our direction a bit by providing unique opportunities to the consumer, whether it be in formulation, whether it be in delivery method. For example, we launched a hemp-infused chewing gum, in essence, a functional confectionery product that allowed the actives within the product to be delivered through the buccal cavities of the mouth, which allow simply for a greater absorption rate. That sort of science and that sort of technology is what Canapharma leans on and tips its hat for. That's our objective, is to take this pipeline of demand and let the consumer know that if you're looking for a unique approach, a unique formulation or delivery method, as I said earlier, we're the company and we're the product lines you should be looking at.
Now, we were talking about Gibson just before, and you mentioned Food God. I want to go ahead and follow up with him as well. For those that might not know, Jonathan Chabon, or Food God, is known within the Kardashian circles, which is why there's such a popular following with him as a social media influencer. So
certainly doesn't hurt his popularity.
Exactly. So right now, the new partnership he joined, you mentioned now, a new line of Food God branded hemp oil infused snacks and desserts. Take me inside what kind of snacks and desserts we're looking at.
Sure. We're looking for a very long-standing relationship with Jonathan, and he has just a tremendous amount of ideas that have already gotten our formulators and our biochemists really chomping at the bit and working. We will initiate with Food God by extending our functional confectionery line. That'll be the first step. The second step will get specifically into the sort of desserts that he really has a passion for bringing to the marketplace. But he is absolutely thrilled to be involved in extending what we've already started in our first chewing gum line. He loves the idea of a chewing gum. It's a very social product to be using. It's a product that everybody likes to use, certainly after they eat dinner, and that's his specialty, is on the food side.
Yeah.
But we're looking at extending the functionality. So where our gum right now certainly plays a large role from a typical hemp benefit standpoint, we are now breaking down our phytocannabinoids within the hemp plant for specific purposes. And his brand will be a big part of that extension.
Now, I wanted to ask before we go to break about the marketing aspect, because obviously I have talked to a few different companies that have offered celebrity endorsements. They have ambassadors that are on board to help promote the product. In this sense, you have someone like Food God, because he actually legally changed his name to Food God. Amazing. Yep. But the thing is that he's been featured on Kim with the Kardashians, which is probably the highest echelon of marketing when you talk about Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian alone.
Yep.
That getting that close to the ultimate influencer. Talk to me about the instant exposure it brought. I mean, obviously, I saw that he has 3.5 million Instagram followers. Obviously, there is something there. And what was the immediate impact once the announcements were being made, just for the rollout this just in the last week or so of a planned new food line under the Food God name? Talk to me about what happened instantly. What doors were opened?
Well, it's been amazing. Our forte, Canapharma, our strength is the marketing machine that we've developed actually over the course of 20 years of experience. We're experts in bringing products to market in a direct-to-consumer fashion, which in this COVID-based environment is so key to any company's success. But we were blown away by the fact that our sales, the sales that we're used to seeing from the result of the various different advertisements that we have out there digitally, social media, display, radio, TV, our sales jumped up immediately within the first week of signing Food God on with the company. It was actually a lot greater than what we even anticipated, and just demonstrated to us that despite our marketing prowess, we still had a lot to learn of what the right personality brings to the table. And he's certainly done an outstanding job for us already.
Well, and the thing is, it was the right sector. I mean, he fits. It's a proper fit to the role. Now, I do see where there are some people that are being brought on board, and there is a bit of a question as to feeling, okay, if this is working well. Because I think for some people, you might see people that are in the space that might just be, they might be in the cannabis space just where they have, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm like more or less an enthusiast. So mm-hmm. It's not a major focal point. Again, the importance of when you see some ambassadors that come aboard, I don't want to mention names, but seeing certain ambassadors that come on board that really don't have a true attachment. You see athletes or celebrities that brought on board, but then here, Food God is a direct correlation. When you look at how other companies might be bringing on and the importance of having a real correlation, a real attachment that makes common sense, talk about how important that is in the process, as opposed to just bringing on somebody that just has clout and can bring people to your product.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, I think any company is going to succeed based on the traffic or the eyeballs that it's able to gain. And certainly the proper marketing is key to making that happen. But when you have a personality, you know, sort of a social mogul, if you will, someone that just by his very presence, you know, brings attention of the specific demographic that you're targeting, it just makes the marketing efforts that much more successful. And as you said before, there's a direct tie. You know, we are not a cannabis company. This is a hemp infusion company. It's about bringing products to the market that make people feel better, just feel better about life. And anyone that has had any exposure to Jonathan and Food God, you'll see immediately how he connects with that mindset immediately. Lives a real clean life, by the way, all about quality, all about health, and really just brings instant credibility to our already existing market.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that, you know, although his vice is food, I don't think he has anything else that would probably preclude him to not keep himself clear-minded, I would imagine. So I'm here with Frank Brohn, the Chief Operating Officer for Canna Pharma. And by the way, a C-A-N-A-F-A-R-M-A. No, not a double N, just a single N. Wanted to make sure because I kept looking through. I was like, oh, no, that's the one. Okay, here we go. So Frank will be joining me with more questions. As we go into the actual issue of the Farm Bill implementation, more questions about that. An amazing study that I have referenced. If you've listened to a couple of the episodes in the last few weeks of Blunt Business, you'll know I brought up a story from the FDA, a report on the CBD marketplace. I'm going to now ask about that with Frank after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat. Fetch your earbuds and stay tuned for some pure pet care conversation.
Hi, it's Angela Ardolino with It's a Dog's Life, and I have Hernanda Umana joining me. We're just both so fascinated with how much we've learned since we've been in this pet industry and creating an all-natural product.
Because it's a dog's life.
I am a huge fan of my guest today, Dr. Bob Goldstein.
I have, in my experience, not seen many natural substances produce the results that CBD is producing in the animals that we are testing on.
It's a Dog's Life with Angela Ardolino, only on Cannabis Radio.
Hey,
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Frank Brown, Chief Operating Officer, COO of Canna Pharma here on Blunt Business. So, a question I've asked with several guests, I want to get your take on as we wait for a full rollout, an eventual implementation of the Farm Bill of 2018. So I've asked about compliance with recent guests. I want to ask you about an FDA report on the CBD marketplace titled Sampling Study of the Current Cannabidiol Marketplace to Determine the Extent that Products are Mislabeled or Adulterated. And this report revealed that many of the products tested contained THC that was not identified on the labels. Come on, you can do it from memory right now. Let's go along. In addition, a majority of the products did not meet label claim for CBD content with either too little or too much CBD. It details poor quality control and undisclosed THC in many products, CBD products. So again, in this study, Frank, it was 147 products they tested for 11 different cannabinoids, including CBD and THC levels. 102 of the products contained indicated a specific amount of CBD, and the FDA found 18 products contained less than 80% of CBD. 46 products contained within 20% of the amount of CBD indicated. 38 products contained more than 120% of the amount of CBD. And out of 147 products, the FDA found nearly half contained levels of THC above the limit of quantitation, 3.1 milligrams per serving. So when it comes to legalities and challenges of the hemp industry, where do you see progress when it feels like the FDA is being more constructive than being critical than being constructive? You know, the concern for this, obviously, I don't want to imagine that Canna Pharma has this issue, but these are the people that are in the same business sector and or competitors for that matter, without picking anyone out. What do you say about that?
You know, it's an interesting question. Our perspective is we actually invite that sort of scrutiny. You know, a report like this is something that actually makes us feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, with the advent of the Farm Bill, you just saw a gluttony of marketers and advertisers and manufacturers that jumped into the perceived CBD market. Many of them unscrupulous and using manufacturing methodologies that certainly we're not in compliance. We spend a lot of money and a lot of time with our biochemists and our CGMP manufacturers, FDA audited facilities to ensure that we are flying within the Farm Bill. So we consider ourselves to be one of the good guys, and we certainly invite the scrutiny. This is a new market, and whenever there's a new market, there are going to be players that are going to try and take advantage of the demand and not necessarily follow compliance. There has to be a shakeout, and that's happening right now. And you know, we're okay with it because we're spending the money to make sure we're doing it right.
Yeah. It's just a fascinating point where, and I have talked about this on previous episodes, that all these companies, you know, I mean, this is not allowed for prescription drugs. The milligrams of whatever kind of ingredients that might be in a product. And for this to be so all over the place is mesmerizing. It concerns me. But again, like you said, you know, when you're doing it, you're on the right path. You were straight and narrow. Then you're just saying, okay. But my thing is, you know, you feel good because, you know, your due diligence has been done. But it concerns me about the rest of the companies on the outside looking in. it really does look like that. And where the FDA can go ahead and say, well, you know, what other regulations need to happen? What else do we need to add to the implementation of the hemp bill? It might have been passed, but are there amendments that need to come on? But again, I would like to see an implementation where there's at least some initial framework that can be amended upon, say, year after year or every quarter, whatever. Well, just let's just get this started so people can have some kind of direction. Allow research to be done so we can have the plant being harvested and procured so we can actually get research done so we can prove the point, the argument that legalization should be made possible. But that's just where I'm coming from there.
We're in full agreement with you. And it does hurt the progress when you do find that reports like this come out and there are companies that are showing higher levels in CBD than what's permitted, or certainly what's even worse is the higher levels of THC. So we're anxious to see federal regulators come back with a specific pathway, and let's stop playing games. Give us the rules of engagement and allow us to play within them.
Yep. Marijuana Moment recently reported this, that the USDA said that it will not be amending proposed rules for hemp to increase the allowable THC limit, arguing that only Congress can change that specific policy. The department is open to tweaking other aspects of hemp rules that stakeholders have complained about. However, and officials announced they will be opening a second public comment period during the 2020 harvest season, or following the 2020 harvest season, to solicit more input on the current interim final rule before issuing final regulations, whenever that will be. Lawmakers and industry stakeholders have made numerous appeals to the department to change its regulations on how much THC is allowed to be present in the crop. As it stands, hemp is defined as having no more than 0.3% THC, with a negligence threshold of 0.5%. Farmers whose plants test positive for anything above that, three times in the 10-year window, will be prohibited from cultivating it. Wow. USD officials acknowledged on a call with reporters that they may have asked the department to increase the limit, but they said it's because it's written to the Farm Bill. It's a statutory rather than regulatory issue that Congress can only resolve. When you look at that, I mean, would you like the idea of being able to have a little more wiggle room when it comes to having more THC content in the products that you have?
Two sides of the fence on that. Okay. If you allow it, you know, you're still going to have, right now we have a plethora of companies that are pushing the limits right now. Right. Farmers that are creating hybrid plants that are designed to try and sort of trick the testers and the regulators. Our perspective is, let's take a staged approach. Let's first make sure that we can define the concentration of CBD, keeping the limits of THC exactly where they are.
Right.
Let's get everybody in compliance. Let's all follow the rules the right way, and then lobby if it's necessary to raise that THC limit. There's going to be a problem when you start to examine the conflict between nutritional supplements and pharmaceutical products in terms of the use of THC. So from our perspective, we're okay with the limit as it stands right now. Let's see all the advertisers, marketers, and manufacturers that are on the nutritional supplement or the food side get in line, and then let's take it to the next level.
And this is where I come from. I agree with you on this because of the fact that if you did it, first of all, I feel like it might be an overreach for asking for more than a limit, because all you're doing is stalling the process of getting this implemented right away. Because this is another thing that has to be considered right now, another public comment period, and people are going to just try to say, because they want to have more THC level. I get the reason, but again, if you want THC, then you're going to just find a cannabis-based product that has a THC level that fits what you're looking for. I mean, it should just be that. And then would there be any kind of intervention by medical authorities? You know, say if the FDA decided to go ahead and make it where on the medicinal side, you know, some of these products cannot be sold in a dispensary. They have to be sold within a medical clinic.
It's another great point. I do feel that if we convolute the issues right now, we're going to delay the process on getting us to a proper CBD place. But you're exactly right. I think that if you are interested in a THC-based product that's over the limit, then you should be using the proper venue for that. Let's try to maintain the dispensary level and not make it so that we have to go to a clinic. But if there's abuse, that's the direction it'll go.
Rather just, I mean, if this is something that we want to, I think it's just at this point, so early in such an early stage, to start asking for an increase on the limit is premature. You come back to the negotiating table after we have implementation, after a framework has come into place. And if you come back to that where you feel like, well, 0.3 might not be enough, we like to go and try to be able to make an increase, then ask for it then. I mean, I just think you take what you can right now. Let's get something put in place. And if that's something we want to be argued, but not now. I think asking for it at this moment is early. Let's do what we can to get the implementation set up so we don't have to wait and further straddle along the process and let it lag on. That's procrastinating. And we don't want the government to procrastinate. We don't want to give them a reason to procrastinate either. So anyway,
that sort of negotiation is got to be weighed against the time frame that most of us on the marketing, advertising, manufacturing side are looking to shorten to bring products to market. If we're going to convolute the issues, we're going to delay the process even further. As you just said, let's take care of A before we get into B and C. And that's the way we're looking at it.
There we go. And so with that, we're going to move along into our last segment here with Frank Brown, the Chief Operating Officer for Canna Pharma. And by the way, a couple of websites I want to just point you out to as we get into this right now. First is, again, CannaPharmaCorp.com. That's CannaPharmaCorp.com. Again, if you're looking for them on the Canadian Securities Exchange, it's CNFA, ticker symbol. And also, we're going to talk about the lines of gums and creams under the brand name Euphoric, Y-O-O-F-O-R-I-C. And just at .com, you'll go to the website. You can actually look at all those products. We'll talk about those after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio, and I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com. Now I'm ready to turn the page on yesterday's
epochal down. Now I'm willing to disengage, to seize the day and the war.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now about a game for your phone, gonna make you say wow. The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong, Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Trends in technology, processes and products. We cover these areas and more on The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The Cutting Edge of Cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back with final questions with Canna Pharma's Chief Operating Officer, Frank Brown, here on Blunt Business. So let's bring our listeners up to speed about your progress. Canna Pharma's signature line is a hemp oil-infused chewing gum called Euphoric. And your team is launching two new hemp oil-infused chewing gums. You're planning the expansion into brick-and-mortar retail sales, obviously the new line with Food Gods in the works, and you're also producing a hemp oil tincture and working on a skin cream. So fill me in on all the things that are going on with Canna Pharma in terms of the product line.
Sure. Again, Kenna Farmer, at the end of the day, is a company that brings hemp-infused products to the marketplace. We're always looking for, as I said earlier, either uniqueness with respect to formulation or delivery method. Right now, our biochemists and our developers are finalizing our full-blown anti-aging line. It's an outstanding anti-aging line that has tremendous science behind it and really takes advantage of the benefits of hemp from a topical application perspective. We have certainly enjoyed tremendous success with the Euphoric chewing gum, hemp-infused chewing gum, again, a functional confectionery product that has just received tremendous reception from our audience, and we're excited to expand on that success with Food God and introduce an entire line of functional confectionery products with him as we continue to develop more and more dessert products down the line. In addition to that, our pain creams, I think, are second to none. We have the top biochemists, nutritionists, and specialists that work on our formulations and focusing on phytocannabinoids, not just CBD, and certainly there are many phytocannabinoids within the hemp plant, but ingredients such as beta-caryophyllene that have proven to show tremendous success from a topical application really differentiate our products from what's out there in the market right now. And we're just absolutely thrilled to be in this marketplace. We're excited about what seems to be a loosening of the regulatory landscape and just really looking forward to answering the demand of the consumer base out there for an ingredient that really has significant benefits to it, and certainly the consumer's crying out for more.
So I'm looking through the website for Euphoric, and I see a lot of different products. Obviously, interesting flavor selection from lemon, citrus, peppermint, passion fruit, chocolate, mint. When it comes to the oils, looking right now, the chewing gums, a couple different sizes available. Now, what flavor is the chewing gum itself?
It's a cool mint.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you haven't tried it, we got to get you some samples. It is just an outstanding product. The flavoring is tremendous. I have not heard one single person say anything other than it tastes better than the typical gums that they're used to trying just for casual purposes, and the effects are outstanding. Again, when you have the actives being absorbed directly through the buccal cavities in the mouth, you're just getting a better absorption rate, and it certainly lends itself to the success that we've been having.
That's interesting. Yeah, for me, I'm a big gum chewer. I go through, I won't go through the brand, but I have bottles and bottles of 50-count gum pieces that I go through, and I'll throw and pop in two at a time, and I'm just like, honestly, it's more of a kind of just help curb eating as much as I can, trying not to binge eat. So in these products, obviously, full-spectrum hemp oil, super innovative patented time-release formula, less than 1.1% THC in Euphoric, and sugar-free, also important. So I love that. Now, in terms of Caniforma, as we wrap things up, really quickly, tell people how they can learn more overall. We've talked about the websites, social links. Any new information you can tell us about? What should our listeners do to go and continue to follow the story of Canna Pharma and working with Food God, working with Gibson, and all the others?
Yeah, I would say please take a look at our website, CannaPharmaCorp.com. Certainly Euphoric.com. You'll find all of the new innovative products that we're bringing to market under the Euphoric brand. Google Canna Pharma and Food God. Every day we'll be talking more about the developments of the product lines we're bringing to market with him. And just watch us in the Canadian Stock Exchange. We certainly intend to be listed here in the United States as well. We're listed in Germany on 4 exchanges, and we're just really enjoying this entire ride.
Fantastic. Again, the CSE ticker symbol CNFA. Those you want to go ahead and check out yourselves. And really appreciate you making time to go and join us. Frank Brone, the Chief Operating Officer for Canna Pharma. Thanks for being with us here on Blunt Business.
It was my pleasure. Enjoyed it.
My pleasure as well. And thanks for joining us, listeners, for just listening to another program with us. Of course, through our wonderful home here at CannabisRadio.com. Remember to subscribe to the show where you can subscribe to it. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.